Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Caoimhe of Donegal County Council believes there needs to be a review of how individual municipal districts agree their budgets. A specialist emergency department team is to be assigned to Letterkenny University Hospital to assess and address the challenges around the pressures at the hospital's emergency department. A 23-year-old man who murdered two men in Sligo last year has been sentenced to life in prison. Three dead sheep have been found dumped in the Gortahork area, and investigations are continuing in West Donegal into an alleged assault. Those stories do follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly. First in news this evening, the Caoimhe of Donegal County Council believes there needs to be a review of how individual municipal districts agree their budgets. Today, the Inishowen, Lifford, Stranorna and Letterkenny Milford municipal districts agreed to invest €20,000 per elected member in local communities. Donegal County Council's full budget will be set out in December and will identify commercial rates income, payroll compensation from central government and the retained firefighters agreement cost. Councillor Martin Hardy says the current format for MDs doesn't make sense.
We're agreeing a budget today based on probably last year's figures. That's really and truly what we're doing. So that's just not right. We should be basing it on next year's. We should have a figure that we know exactly before the 6th of December, that we know exactly what funding will be coming down from national government. And to me, it looks like a lot of times it's a case of what way the income, the tax income at national government, and different times of the year then they send down extra money to councils, which that's not a great way. It's a terrible way of working. So that needs to all change, like, going forward.
Meanwhile, Inishowen councillor Jack Murray says attention will now turn to securing as much funding as possible for the peninsula.
Yeah, well, we completed the statutory process of agreeing the Inishowen Municipal District budget. It's a minor part of the overall budget process, and we've agreed there'll be €180,000 of a fund to invest in our communities. That'll be advertised now at the start of the next year. I hope the communities can avail of that, community groups, and it's money well spent. But ultimately, we'll be moving the process on. We'll be going for the full county budget. We had a workshop recently, and the Inishowen councillors would have set out their priorities for the year ahead.
And there was talk of a shopping list in the meeting. And what does that look like in terms of the councillors as a whole?
Well, we all have our ambitions, and every councillor naturally will be fighting for their wee corner of the county. So those of us in Inishowen, and I think we've great unity among the nine councillors in Inishowen, so we'll be fighting to get as much investment into our communities, helping our businesses grow, helping our towns and villages look their best. Obviously, we'll be looking for the likes of housing maintenance to be supported, and we'll be looking to just help in any way that we can the housing crisis. But it's a long enough process ahead of us. There'll be a lot of negotiating done, a lot of arguing done, and hopefully a lot of agreement as well. So it's just an important process that we continue now and deliver for the people who've elected us.
A specialist emergency department team is to be assigned to Letterkenny University Hospital to assess and address the challenges around the pressures at the hospital's emergency department. Minister Charlie McConnell has welcomed the move by Health Minister Stephen Donnelly on the back of concerns that have been raised by GPs and consultants in relation to the pressure on the ED. The group of doctors and consultants who had written to Minister Donnelly have refused to meet with him until he agrees to do so in Donegal to see firsthand the issues at the hospital. Minister McConnell, however, says the establishment of a specialist team is a positive step.
Yeah, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has been in touch with me over the weekend to confirm that he's asked the CEO of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, to assign their specialist emergency department team, the HSE specialist emergency department team, to Letterkenny Hospital, to work with the hospital management and clinical leadership team as well, in particular in relation to the challenges around the ED, which we've seen over the last number of months, and to work to support them in relation to how that can be managed in a way that actually addresses the challenges which are being experienced there. I think this is a very, very important step. This is the ED specialist team has been engaged with a number of other hospitals around the country before, and they have the specialism and the expertise to work in terms of the best possible management approaches in relation to how a hospital operates and how an ED team in particular operates. And I think this will be a very important and welcome move by the Minister.
And the Minister has been requested to come to Letterkenny University Hospital by the doctors and consultants who had wrote to him the letter. Is there a time frame for when that visit might happen?
He was opened a meeting with the GPs this week. That's not now happening at the request of the GPs, who would prefer to wait until the Minister visits the hospital. So that will be arranged as soon as it can be. In the meantime, though, Minister Donnelly has taken this really important step, I believe, of asking the HSE ED specialist team to get involved in terms of assessing the challenges of the hospital and working to ensure that that they get that specialist support.
Well, the chief executive of the Seal to Hospital Group, Tony Canavan, says he is unaware that such a request to assign a specialist group has been made. He does, though, welcome any assistance that would improve conditions at the hospital. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, he says access at Letterkenny University Hospital is a huge issue.
To be honest with you, it's news for me as well, but that's okay. There is a team working within the HSE. They've visited a number of the emergency departments and a number of the hospitals across the country over the last couple of years. By all means, if there's anything that can, any expertise or insights or help or otherwise that can be brought in, we'd be more than happy with that.
Just as it relates to the commentary from consultants and the GPs, and some of the issues I raised with you in the last interview last week, Tony, do you accept that there's a particular problem, not just in the ED, but across many services at Letterkenny?
Yes. To answer the question briefly and succinctly, I would say yes. And I would say that the problems that we see at Letterkenny are largely associated with access. So when we, you know, when we look in the emergency department on any given day, when there are patients lying on trolleys awaiting admission, that's an access issue. Getting them into the bed, into the most appropriate location as quickly as possible, that's an access issue. And the other key access area that we also have problems at Letterkenny is around people awaiting elective procedures. And so they wait for periods of time on a waiting list before they can access the service in that way. And both of those are issues in Letterkenny. Now, I think to be fair and to be balanced in my comment, Greg, I would say that that is also true. If I was talking to you about any of the other five hospitals in our group, I would be saying something similar. And indeed, we could probably have a similar conversation around lots of hospitals around the country. So Letterkenny isn't different in some respects, but I think where it is definitely different is because of the population and it serves and where it is located. That's what makes Letterkenny different.
A 23-year-old man who murdered two men in Sligo last year has been sentenced to life in prison. Josef Polanyi of Markovich Heights in Sligo killed two men and seriously assaulted a third during a four-day spree of violence in April 2022. Barry White reports.
At the sentencing hearing of Josef Polanyi, the court heard that he targeted gay men using an LGBT dating app and that he was motivated by hostility and prejudice towards homosexual men. The court heard that one of the victims, Aidan Moffat, was decapitated and had 43 stab wounds. Another victim, Michael Snee, was stabbed 25 times, mainly to the head, neck and chest. While a third man, Anthony Burke, who survived an attack, lost sight in one eye after being stabbed. Josef Polanyi was given two life sentences and a 20-year sentence has been imposed for the serious assault of Anthony Burke.
Outside court, Emma Fitzpatrick, who is a relative of Michael Snee, said their family has been left heartbroken.
Michael was a loving son, a brother, an uncle, a godparent, a brother-in-law and a friend. Michael was kind and fun and he loved life. Michael lived for us, his family, and we all adored him. He's been taken from us in the most devastating manner. We as a family will forever mourn his loss. Our hearts are broken, our pain immeasurable.
Three dead sheep have been found dumped in the Gortahork area. The animals were discovered in a ditch close to a water treatment plant in Ardsbeg in recent days. Cathaoirleach of the Glendees Municipal District, Councillor Michael McLafferty, says the dumping of the sheep in such close proximity to the treatment plant which serves Gortahork and Fulcara gives rise to serious environmental concerns. He says the issue of illegal dumping is escalating, with tyres and nappies dumped over the weekend also.
There's 3 1-year-old sheep, there's 3 young sheep. They're obviously, as the photo indicates there, something must have happened to them, whether they died with disease or otherwise, quite possibly. And then somebody took it upon themselves then to drive to that location, a quiet location near hand there, just in the vicinity of the water treatment plant there in Gortahork that shares both Fulcara and Gortahork there with fresh drinking water, and dumped the sheep in the vicinity of that. they are challenging place now for disposing of sheep, sheep, cattle, horses, pigs, etc. on the day, or any farmyard animal on the day in your farm. But unfortunately, this is not the way to do it. Downright outrageous throwing these beside the treatment plant, to be quite honest. We're throwing them anywhere. But as I say, there's a certain amount involved, cost involved of the loss of these sheep, probably today's value, probably a few hundred euro. This whole dumping situation is getting out of hand. With sheep dumped there at the weekend, we've also, in my own area here where I live myself, we've had tyres dumped, we've had bags and bags and bags of nappies dumped close by here. Another town land you hand me just outside Dunfanny, there off the N56 Moreau, beside Moreau National School, we've had bags, heaps of bags there of rubbish dumped. The message is not driving home about getting, first of all, recycling where they can, free of charge, bottles, cans, etc. And otherwise, then, just get a bin for your rubbish like everybody else, or if need be, get a skip. And certainly, the worst of all is, equally the worst of all, is the dumping sheep, and particularly dumping them near Hanawatha treatment plant, flipping hell. This is definitely not on, like. I don't know where we're falling down here with the education or the message getting out there, Michaela, but it's not getting out there clear enough.
Investigations are continuing in West Donegal into an alleged assault. Two men, both aged in their 30s, received medical treatment following the incident in the Lochinure area last night at around 9:15. No arrests have been made, but Gardaí say investigations are ongoing.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. Celebrations will no doubt be continuing this evening in the parish of Neave Connell after they retained the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Senior Football Championship title on Sunday when they overcame Gidor by 8 points in Ballybuffet. Man of the match yesterday was Ethan O'Donnell.
Happy, Brendan. Any day you win a championship medal, you know, it's a sweet, sweet day. You know, it never gets old, like. It's just the best feeling in the world, you know, winning it with your friends, winning it with the whole family, parish, everything. It's superb.
And Ethan, people talk about Neave Connell in terms of the defensive setup. Today you attacked the Gidor kick out, you chased them over the pitch and you put them in the pressure and you showed the two different elements to the Neave Connell game.
Yeah, listen, it's, you know, you set up different ways for different teams. You know, you go out gung-ho against Unions, Patton goes over the top, you eat you alive, you're chasing the whole game the whole time. Gidor, we felt we could press up, you know, a bit more. We felt we could compete with them in the middle, which we did. In the first half especially, you know, we felt we could go toe-to-toe with them. You know, they didn't have a kick that would reach the far 45, so we thought, you know, lad, we're going to give it a go and squeeze up. And just winning kick out after kick out in the first half and tagging on points, that was the big thing. You know, you get a kick out, you tag on one, you're putting that wee bit of doubt, get another one, tag on, that's another bit, you know, keep chipping away like that. So yeah, no, brilliant performance.
Man of the match yesterday in that county final, Ethan O'Donnell, as Neave Connell make it back-to-back titles and a seventh since 2005. And once again, they are the top side in the county. And they will go on now to represent Donegal in the Ulster Club Championship. And they will go on to play Gouna, the Cavan champions, in just under 3 weeks' time in the quarter-final. Alton Dorden is the captain of Neave Connell this year.
Don't know much about these Cavan champions, but we'd probably like to do ourselves a bit of justice, because I think last year we were very disappointed losing the Carrigan game, you know, so maybe probably trying to go a bit further now in Ulster might be a target.
That's the captain of Neave Connell, Alton Dorden. There's more from Alton, Ethan, and indeed manager Martin Regan, available now in the sports section of our website as Neave Connell recap on that success once again. And there'll be more GAA talk tonight and more championship final talk in the DL debate. Brendan Devaney will be joined by John Gilday and Stephen Cassidy, along with Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News. Plus, Maureen O'Donnell will be dropping in to recap Termon's defeat to Errigal Kieran in the Ulster Club Championship. It's all part of the DL debate tonight, live just after the 7 o'clock news here on Highland. Well, the Donegal CCC have received an objection from the Mavul Club following their defeat to Narasa in the Donegal Junior A final. Mavul claimed Narasa had 16 players on the field at a stage during the second half. Narasa came from behind late in the tie to 115-110. If successful, the CCC could fine Narasa, order the game to be replayed, or award the game to Mavul. To cross-channel football, Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou insists they won't get carried away by their strong start to the season. Spurs can move to the top of the Premier League table if they beat Fulham tonight. Postecoglou says they're staying focused.
We're in a great position in the league. I think that's reflective of, like I said, our performance so far. but it doesn't really sort of change the way, you know, I'm thinking of kind of what we're trying to build here. I'm at pains to say we're still very much at the beginnings.
Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. St Pat's can guarantee a third successive season of European football tonight. A one at home to Sligo Rovers will secure a place in the Premier Division top four. Kickoff at Richmond Park is at 7:30. Casemiro has returned to training after picking up an ankle injury while on international duty. The Brazilian is suspended for Manchester United's Champions League game with Copenhagen tomorrow, but should be fit for Sunday's Manchester derby. And in rugby, World Rugby is set to investigate the alleged use of discriminatory language towards England's Tom Curry in Saturday's World Cup semi-final. Curry is believed to have approached referee Ben O'Keefe, informing him of an alleged racial slur from Springboks hooker Bongai Mbambi. World Rugby say they will take all allegations of discriminatory language extremely serious, but won't comment until their process has concluded. And that's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news. A third convoy of aid for Gaza has started entering the territory from Egypt. Israeli airstrikes are continuing in response to the Hamas attack earlier this month. EU foreign ministers discussed the conflict at a meeting in Luxembourg today. Tánaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin says fighting needs to stop to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza.
We understand Israel's need to deal with Hamas because it was an appalling attack. But the degree of suffering now that innocent civilians in Gaza is suffering is not acceptable at all. And in our view, that's why we believe a humanitarian pause is required to, at a minimum, get aid and supplies in there.
A woman has been arrested in connection with a number of public order offences in the Castlefin area last night. The woman, aged in her 20s, has since been charged. She's due to appear before Letterkenny District Court in November. Tributes are being paid to a County Louth woman who was shot dead in New York. Police discovered the body of Denise Morgan at an apartment in Queens over the weekend. Ellen Butler has more.
At 2:45 on Saturday morning, police arrived at an apartment in the Glendale area of Queens in New York. There, officers discovered the body of 39-year-old Denise Morgan, along with the body of a 33-year-old man who was known to her. A statement from the New York Police Department says a firearm was recovered in the vicinity of the deceased male. Several people took to social media to offer their condolences to Denise Morgan's family. Her employer, the Cottage Bar restaurant in Queens, says they've been left with a deep sense of shock and sorrow, and Denise's warmth, kindness and vibrant spirit will be deeply missed. Prayers were also said at Mass at the Church of the Assumption in her native Tully Allen near Drogheda over the weekend.
The cost of rebuilding a house in the northwest is up 12%. According to the latest Chartered Surveyors of Ireland House Rebuilding Guide, in counties Donegal, Mayo, Sligo and Leitrim, rebuild costs have increased from an average of €2,041 per square metre last year to €2,280 per square metre this year. The organisation says the increase in rebuild costs continues to be driven by a shortage of labour force and high demand. They note in the report that there are important differences between the SCSI's report on construction costs for the defective concrete block grant scheme. Weather now mostly cloudy with scattered rain becoming more widespread tonight and some heavy falls possible. Lowest temperatures of 4 to 8 degrees with light southeasterly breezes. The closing headlines this evening. The Caoimhe of Donegal County Council believes there needs to be a review of how individual municipal districts agree their budgets. Today, the Inishowen, Lifford-Stranorter Order and Letterkenny Milford municipal districts agree to invest €20,000 per elected member in local communities. A specialist emergency department team is to be assigned to Letterkenny University Hospital to assess and address the challenges around the pressures at the hospital's ED. Minister Charlie McConnogh has welcomed the move by Health Minister Stephen Donnelly on the back of concerns that have been raised by GPs and consultants in relation to the pressure at the emergency department. A 23-year-old man who murdered two men in Sligo last year has been sentenced to life in prison. Josef Polanyi of Markovich Heights in Sligo killed two men and seriously assaulted a third during a four-day spree of violence in April 2022. A and three dead sheep have been found dumped in the Gorta Hawk area. The animals were discovered in a ditch close to a water treatment plant in Ardsbeg in recent days. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, October the 23rd. The death has taken place of Anthony Tony O'Donnell, Corker Lane, Rosnoula, County Donegal, and formerly Craigie, Dunloe and Manchester, UK. Tony's remains will arrive at St Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon, this evening at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by private family cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan. Tony's funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. House private at all times. The death has taken place of Neil Doherty, Thornhill, Sligo, and formerly of Buncranna, County Donegal, reposing at Sean Feely's funeral home, Carton Cross, Sligo, tomorrow evening from 5:30 until 7 o'clock. Mass of the Resurrection will be celebrated on Wednesday morning at 11:30 in the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, Sligo. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via sligocathedral.ie. Burial will follow in St Patrick's Cemetery, Scarden, Strandhill Road, Sligo. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to Northwest Hospice. The death has occurred of Dennis Kelly, Buddy, Stranaclee, Ellis, Ballymagam, Buncranna, County Donegal. Dennis's remains will be reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning, leaving at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Mary McNulty, Meanderry, Fulcara. Mary's remains are reposing at her home. House private from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Angela Carlin, formerly Bonner, née Brothers, 11 Lisnefin Park, Strabane, and formerly of New Ross, County Wexford, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Sean McKenna, Kilrain, Glenties, County Donegal, and formerly of Milltown, Belturbet, County Cavan. Sean's remains are reposing at his home today until 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock. Requiem Mass in St Connell's Church, Glenties, on Wednesday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Clare Cemetery, Donegal Town. House private to family on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Jerry Ian Eatus of Meenaniller, Derrybeg, formerly of Corfu, Greece. His remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, today until 8 o'clock. Rosary tonight at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. And the death has taken place of Mary Harkin, Strathmount, Carndonagh, remains reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Friends of the Inishowen Hospice, Carndonagh, care of any family member. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.